Welcome back to Introductory Wine Classes for Novices. Today is going to be part three on our topic of Bordeaux. In part one of this podcast, we talked about Bordeaux wines, which come from a specific region in the southwest of France, and how wines from this region can be made up of five different varietals: Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. In this part two, we talked about the classification system of 1855, which focuses on the left bank chateaus. By the way, chateaus can be referred to as left bank or right bank, depending on where they are in Bordeaux, because the region is sort of split up by an estuary and two rivers. So in part two, we talked about the classification. We talked about the varying growths, the first growths being the top of the classification, there being five first growths. Well, today we're going to talk about the sixth first growth during today's podcast. And today we're going to, in part three, we're going to be talking about Bordeaux sweet wines or late harvest wines. So in Bordeaux, there are actually nine areas that make sweet wines, but the two most famous are Sauternes and Barsac, which are both located in the Sauternes appellation. And only 2% of the wine volume of Bordeaux is actually late harvest wines, these sweet wines. So it's somewhat limited and fairly rare. The most common wine varietal, grape varietal, found in these late harvest wines is Sémillon. But you also will find Sauvignon Blanc, Sauvignon Gris, and Muscadel. So these are the grapes that typically make up these sort of late harvest wines. And Botrytis, also referred to as Noble Rot, is what makes these Bordeaux wines so flavorful and so sweet. The rot basically feeds on the water within the grapes late in the season, which creates a grape that's very concentrated in flavor, and it concentrates the sugars. Now, although people will often refer to these wines as dessert wines, they actually are often used as aperitifs or paired with foie gras or other savory dishes. So a lot of people refer to them as dessert wines, but they're really late harvest wines and tend to be very sweet. Again, they can be used at any time, but often are referred to. They can be used any time during a meal, but often get referred to as dessert wines. Now, personally, I find a lot of dessert wines from around the world quite heavy, syrupy, and sweet. But the late harvest wines of Bordeaux tend to be well-balanced, elegant, and not as overly sweet as many other sweet wines of the world. So in Bordeaux, you have these sort of regions which focus on taking grapes which have the botrytis, this noble rot. They allow the grapes to stay on the vines longer, and they get very concentrated and tend to have a lot of sugar, so they tend to be very sweet. Now, it would be unwise for me to talk about Bordeaux dessert wines without mentioning the most highly acclaimed Sauternes, which is Château Yquem, which is sought after by collectors worldwide. And it's probably one of the most expensive wines in the world, and certainly one of the most expensive late harvest wines in the world. I was just looking online, and a bottle of Yquem is, I think the lowest I see is $360 a bottle. But given the wines have great ageability, older vintages can go for much more, even going into the thousands of dollars a bottle. In our previous podcast, I talked about the five first growths in the 1855 classification system. Well, technically, Yquem is also considered a first growth, but typically is not listed with the other five. So it's sort of an interesting point here. So one little side note before I wrap up this podcast today. If you happen to be in the Mayfair area of London, try to drop into the Hedonism Wine Shop. Not only is it a great experience if you're a wine lover, but they also have a glass display with 88 vintages of Yquem for viewing and purchase. It's pretty fascinating to have so many vintages collected in one place where you can actually view in this large glass display. Very interesting. And that wraps up our third part on Bordeaux, arguably one of the top three regions for wine in the world. What are the other two? We'll save that for another podcast. Remember, life's too short for bad wine, so drink up.